Welcome
to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast
with your hosts,
Abby
and Bree.
Fuck yeah.
That was also cool because I got to be you for a second.
Yeah. What a dream come true.
Honestly, if we could do a Freaky Friday just for one
day. For like a day.
It'd be really fun. Oh, wow, rude. You only want to be in my body?
No, but I'm saying like you don't want to be in my body for more than a day. No.
I want to live that close to Winchester.
It's really quick.
For like a week.
Yeah, that's fine.
And yeah, that would be weird.
But it'd be weird. Like, imagine sleeping next to Johnny K. Because remember, you can't tell anyone.
What if, like, you were in my body and Jake tried to have sex with you?
I'd probably do it.
It'd be very out of character for me because I feel like you'd have a lot of freedom to make up excuses if this ever happens.
Yeah.
You could be like, oh, I'm full. I'm bloated. I'm tired.
Work, life.
Yeah, like the literally, dog. That's all you'd have to say. And it'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was just taking one for the team for you.
That was nice of you.
Next time around.
That was really nice of you.
Yeah.
But then Jake will be like, wow, this one time we had really great sex. And it hasn't happened since. And I'll be like,
was it?
Brie.
Was it then?
It was all Brie. It feels like it's been a while because it's not a normal day.
Right.
I feel like because I didn't see you or talk to you this weekend. I was away.
Yeah. Where were you again?
Grand Haven. I was so far away.
So far away.
Hung out with family.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And friends. But like it was like with my mom.
That's very nice. I don't know what the hell I did. Oh, it was like the end of my vacation. So yeah. It just like kind of, it wasn't really a weekend because it was like,
it's just a long,
going it's, yeah. And going.
Did it not have like the, because you know, you tend to be like, I'm going to have a slow weekend and then like do a lot of fun things in 2 days. Was it more like spread out because you had fun for a week?
I honestly can't remember what this weekend was. Like I have no.
I don't know. Can't tell you.
I have no idea. So I guess it was fun. Oh, I like did some errands and I like had brunch with my mom and stuff. So it was nice. It was fine.
My mom, who will be listening to this someday. This is how I knew that I have become not a seasoned drinker, but an experienced one in the way that we were out on Saturday night with a bunch of like my childhood friends and her sisters and her mom and my mom, like us girls all went and like went hard. And my mom she only has like a couple glass. She'll have like two beers or like one glass of wine normally.
Yeah.
And we were having a lot of drinks and it was like towards the end of the night. And one of the girls was like, let's do fireball shots. And it was like, we were going to leave in the next half hour, you know?
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to pass. And my mom did one.
Oh my God.
And this other girl and Ashley, my friend, like both of us who are the youngest, were like, looked around and we were like, we know better.
Yeah.
Like I've made this mistake before.
Yep.
And so I did it. And I was so proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you. How did
I still felt like shit the next day.
I was going to say, did your mom feel like shit the next day?
Yeah. Yep. She did.
Was she super hungover?
She like didn't want to show it. I don't think, but she was like,
really?
Like, I woke up and went to check on her, and she was, like, faceplant in the bed. And I was like, hi.
Well, you know, I feel like when you get older, it's, like, less acceptable. So you have to be like, I'm not.
I was nervous, though, that whole night. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to kill my mom. Like,
she's going to pee.
Her body's not used to this. Like, yeah. The funny thing is, though, like, I didn't do the shot, but I probably had way more drinks. And then it was equally the same. So, but it was really fun. And I learned at Stan's, the bar in Spring Lake, which is where we were, if you put $20 in the jukebox, it doesn't give you change.
Fuck.
Yeah, so
that's a lot.
So Ashley did that. It was like, you have 25, or it was like 40 song credits.
And you're like, fuck.
You're like, we are only going to be here for 10.
And then everyone just gets to listen. Well, that's when you start putting like really ridiculous shit after you know your shit.
Right. Well, then we started learning you can pay. It's like some fancy one that you can pay more to have it play next.
Yep.
So then we just started doing that.
Yeah.
But it was a trip.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. It is nice weather in Michigan.
Yeah. Finally. Okay. Like it's like we miss spring.
Yeah, it was like 80 degrees the past 2 days.
Yeah, Bree's in shorts. I'm literally sweltering right now in jeans.
Yeah, so welcome to the on-call room the next 10 weeks where we piss and moan about the weather.
All we talk about is the lack of air conditioning.
Yep.
How we can't have a fan on.
Yep.
Should we try not mentioning
stink bugs?
Stink bugs are only getting worse.
Yep. Let me just say, I'm not complaining. And I went for a 2-hour walk Monday night in a tank top. And I went out for a walk Tuesday morning for like 40 minutes and got sunburned. I was like, that was dumb. Like, that's how your fair skin my said skin that is.
As well.
Yeah. So it's great. Back at work again. Just, you know, back to the daily grind.
What did you... You texted me something on Monday and you were like, get me out of here.
That's how I literally feel. Today was like the longest day, you know, where everyone's silent for a while and we didn't have a lot of patience in. And then all of a sudden someone like calls from the back and is like... Our thing we always say is, are we in a time warp? Because, like, I swear to God, it should have been 5:45 and it was, like, 3:42.
Well, and then you texted me, which I like that once you reread it, you're like, oh, yeah, it sounds like I'm, like, on my way. But, and I was like, oh, my God, it's already time. So, for me, the day went, I had the opposite. Maybe the time was taken from me and given to you.
Yeah, that's not fair. I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. Oh, it's about to thunderstorm.
That's spooky.
That was super spooky.
I thought someone was tumbling down my roof.
maybe that is what it was.
And we're just like, oh, starting to thunder.
But really, there's robbers on the roof. Cops and robbers.
Well, sometimes I get nervous. I hear things, but then it's just literally people getting into their cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a pretty quiet neighborhood. Right, whereas I live on like a busy road again. So like random sounds don't faze me because there's always sounds around.
Right, right. Yeah, it was... And I'm reading murder. I'm reading about the Golden State Killer that was caught. If any of you are My Favorite Murder podcast listeners, I'm sure you know about it. It's just like infamous serial killer or whatever.
Yeah. And have they talked about it on the podcast?
Well, they did an episode because it was announced that they finally caught him. And he was their first episode. Wow. Like they chose because it's this insane case. So I know some of our listeners listen to them and care about that. So I've been reading this book, which is so good. But like also so terrifying. It was a book that came out in February and kind of brought the case back to light. And the author sadly passed away so before he was caught. So she like spent her whole life.
Wow. Like,
yeah, it's really crazy. It's the comedian Patton Oswalt. I don't know if I showed you a photo, you'd probably recognize him. It's his wife. She died like this year.
So did she like investigate it?
She was like, yeah, like just, she's like a crime novel, but like true crime person. And she like, yeah, like spent years of her life in this case.
So I know this has nothing really to do with the podcast, but sorry, listeners.
No.
So how did they find him again? Something about crazy. DNA?
Yeah. So basically like all those DNA things, like I've done the 23andMe, all that. And I've my DNA is public, meaning they can like use it for studies and all that shit. Cause I don't know. I'm not going to commit murder that I know of
yet.
And actually, I don't even know how the fine print of that works. So basically, so they had his DNA, but back when it was like all done, DNA wasn't a thing. So they couldn't use that. But now they have gone back and like taken out evidence, gotten like a pretty close DNA, like what this is what his, what's the word I'm looking for? His whatever. This is what his strand or whatever would be like. And they never got a hit on him, but they finally got a hit, but it was on a relative. Like it matched close enough that it was like, this person is related to who this is. Because, and so that person who had done one of those personality things.
Oh.
And so then they were able to take that person, new process of elimination of who they're all related to that are alive.
Oh, and then did they contact the person? I kind of remember, didn't they contact the person that was the relative and be like, where is he?
They didn't know who, I don't know.
Once they figured it out, didn't they like,
No, I think they had to like go and check out every person this person was related to and rule them out. They didn't just ask for their DNA because that would be like way too.
No. But I mean, once they figured it out, didn't they like sit down with the family and be like, where is he hiding? You know, like
maybe, but he wasn't hiding at all. He was living in Sacramento in the house, like right down the street from where a lot of the things happened. He was an ex-cop.
What the fucking fuck?
Yeah, it's so and he has two daughters and an ex-wife. So two daughters that had no idea that their dad is literally the most like vicious rapist serial killer.
So
of
what
the
fuck did he just stop raping and murdering?
He got older. Yeah, I mean he did it. I'm not even halfway through the book, but it was definitely. I think it was in the 70s and 80s, and it was over a span of I don't know however many years, but it was over 50. Like sometimes it was like 3 a month.
And he has fucking two daughters.
Mm-hmm. His daughters were born, he stopped. I don't know the details.
What would you do if you found out that about one of your parents?
First.
Yeah.
Second, change my last name. No, I don't know. It's crazy though. And so it's weird reading the book because in the book they don't know who it is and now they do. And I almost wish that there would be like the book had been written. Like she, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, cause it'd be really interesting to, I'm sure there'll be books that will come out now that they know who it is.
What about like an ex, what about the ex-wife? Like, well, yeah. I wonder if you go back in your life and you think like this shit was really weird.
Well, there's also another thing too, like sometimes when he would be like raping, I'm sorry, I feel bad. The people are here to listen to Grace. I just want to say, sorry if this is like.
Yeah. If just, you're maybe we'll put a trigger warning.
Yeah. We'll do that other thing.
Yeah.
But like he would sometimes like start crying and say like Bonnie, but people always thought he was saying mommy. He was saying Bonnie, which they found out this man who was once engaged to a woman named Bonnie. So who knows who that even is?
Holy fucking shit.
But yeah. So anyways, crazy. You should listen to My Favorite Murder, all of you. It's really actually funny. And
I really maybe wanted to listen to it tonight, but now that it's starting to thunderstorm. And
well, their episodes are funny. Like they talk about it. It's kind of scary, but they're like, it's like us if we talked about murder.
Okay, but still, I don't know that I could handle it.
Because,
like, you get in your own head then.
Oh, yeah, that's why I like reading the book. And then, like, Jake will literally be next to me, but I'll be like, come closer.
Well, yeah, like, I was at co-host Annie's one night, and, like, we were getting ready. We were drinking a lot of wine, and we were outside. And then this was when I lived with Donna.
Yeah.
And I lived, like, a block away from Annie. And her boyfriend, Ben, was just like, talking about this podcast that you're the murderer one, but
yeah.
Like was talking about
something he heard,
like the murders. And he was like, yeah, there was this one serial murderer who just like walked down the road and would just try every front door. And if the front door was open, he'd go in. And I was like, I have to walk home now. So they drove me home. Cause I was like,
yeah, no, it's too freaky. So I try not to read those. I read them during the day when it's light out.
Yeah. But then does it ever stick with
you? I won't even get into the details of this one with you. Cause I can't even on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be able to handle it.
No. So,
although I like to watch those shows and stuff.
Right.
And like Special Victims Unit is my jam.
Well, yeah, but something about to me, the relevancy that they just caught this guy.
Yeah.
And it was just a real person. You can look at his photo.
Were you reading this book before they caught this guy?
I had bought it on my Kindle, but I hadn't started it yet.
Interesting.
It's probably because of me.
Yeah, they found him?
Well, I know one of our listeners, Kelsey, who's like an avid, I'm pretty sure, Kelsey, it was you that like, she tried, was going to get it, had been putting it off, and then went to order it, but he had just been caught, and then it was out of stock. Because like everyone went to buy it.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still light out. We're good. Also, like, my spring is my favorite season.
We missed it.
Well, yeah, but also like yesterday there weren't leaves on trees. Today,
I know, all the bugs came out.
There are leaves on trees. Like Michigan is so bizarre how it does that.
Like all of a sudden, like I went for this walk and there were like, I love in the spring when the trees flower.
Yeah. And it only lasts for like a minute.
A hot second. So it was nice to go for a walk and like see some of those because like they're going to be gone in like by the weekend.
I know the cherry blossoms all blossomed today.
And tulip time is this weekend.
Oh yeah. If there's wind, like they'll be gone.
They're gone. Well, and it's been very windy. Oh my God. I got home last night. And Johnny K's been working some overtime. So he usually if he's working, he actually usually gets home before me, but he was working overtime. So I walk upstairs and I was like, my God, there's been an attempted plant suicide. All three of my new plants had, because of the wind, had fallen. And like, it was so windy that the dirt, and you've seen my apartment, it's pretty big, had blown all the way from the back room to the kitchen. Like there was just dirt everywhere. And so I was like trying to sweep it up.
But the wind,
I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Shut the fucking windows. But I didn't.
Use the new vacuum.
Yeah, I know, I should have, but I didn't.
You're not used to having a vacuum.
No, the one vacuum I had like zero to no suction. Zero to no, that's a scale.
It had no suction.
Yeah, it had no suction.
I don't know what I would do without my Dyson.
Yeah.
#sponsored, #stinkbugkiller.
Also, I just got to tell the listeners that I never saw Donna again.
Wow. Did I jinx it?
Like,
was she not real?
I don't know. because I went back. So I got everything moved out. And then I came back over the weekend to do the final clean. I had like one or two things left, like small things. And then did the final clean. Fucking looks fantastic in there. Crushed it. And then I didn't have an envelope to put my keys in, so I had to come back the next day and drop off my keys. But I saw Cheryl both times.
Yeah.
And Cheryl was like, I haven't seen Donna around. Like, I don't know where she goes, but she hasn't been around.
What if she got kicked out?
I don't think she did.
You would have heard the moving out.
Yeah. I think, like, she and her bike's still locked up and stuff next to whatever. Well, but, like,
Donna, wherever you are.
I saw, hey, I know that dog. Said bye to her. Said bye to Cheryl. I never saw Donna again.
It's
Isn't that
sad.
Crazy? But people have said they've been driving past and they've seen her out on the stoop. So she does exist still. I just never saw her.
Maybe she got mad at you.
I think she probably was. She probably listens to this podcast.
She's our biggest.
She's our biggest fan.
She's going to become a patron so that she
just
can
fight us. So she can co-host and like ream me out. But so the point of the story is I never got a selfie with her.
I mean, the only real bummer is that you don't get that money. So we don't get the
Don't get the joy of seeing.
I should have offered you like something to get one with Cheryl.
I easily could have over the weekend. Like,
what if Cheryl had been, what if you had done that and then there was no one in the photo with you?
That is terrifying. Like this whole thing, it's just me because, but the only person in the photo is Cheryl because I'm actually living as like a 50 something year old woman.
And you just like float away.
Yeah.
Well, I know the listeners were all, I loved all their well wishes. Like,
yeah,
missing and just like, we'll miss the stories.
Yeah. And everyone was very supportive and
it was fun. We went over, I think we already talked about this on the podcast. Going over to your house. But on Wednesday, I think it was last Wednesday, whenever you were on vacation.
Yeah.
We had a fun night.
Yeah. We went and got drinks and like
just chatted and drank, on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. And drink, which it's another Wednesday night.
But did you finish my gin drink? Or did you?
I think I dumped it out.
It was strong.
Yeah.
And I'm a seasoned smart drinker.
Yeah.
I was like, I shouldn't have this.
Yeah. I was like, I think I had a sip of it. And then I was like, I should go to bed. Like, I'm going to feel like hell in the morning if I drink this. But it wouldn't have mattered because I was on vacation.
True. So. Except you would have ruined one of your days.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have to put my hair up. I'm hot.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. If we have anything else we need to say.
Like any like stories before we get into the episode?
Yeah.
I don't really have anything exciting except for if the listeners want to know things are going well living with my boyfriend. It like smooth fucking transition.
Their house looks, or apartment, whatever it is, looks so great.
He has become obsessed with plants.
Like, did you get your fig plant?
Not yet. We went to go pick one up, but they only had one and it looked like it was dying. And I was like, we can find a different one.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're actually going plant shopping on Friday when I get off work.
What? You have domesticated to a whole
dude,
new
we're
level.
Like nesting. I mean, I know I'm not pregnant, but like we're like nesting with Marge. Like, aww. Let's order bar stools and this and that. And it's
a beautiful thing.
It's really great. Like I was very, very nervous, but all of a sudden it's just like
easy as pie.
And I was so nervous to like just like the physical act of moving. And then all of a sudden it's a week later and you're like, my life is like unpacked and I'm like living again in a different place.
It was crazy. You moved really fast.
It was the best move of my life. It was so fast and I got unpacked. And I think a big part of it was I was unpacking into a house that was already unpacked. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, for the most part, like it wasn't like an empty
home. So like there was already some stuff around and like it's a big enough apartment that like I could shove boxes.
It's literally twice the size of your
And it's windows and gorgeous. Yeah. It's great. So just everyone know that it's going well. I haven't killed my boyfriend yet.
We won't tell on the podcast if she does. That would be I wonder how long it would take them to find that evidence. Okay, here's a funny
thought.
What if one of us did sort of commit something or whatever, or were murdered or something, and they had to like try to piece it together? Yeah. And the way they had to do that was they had to listen to every one of our episodes.
Oh my God, they'd be like, these fucking bitches, they deserve to be murdered.
And just like listen to everything. That'd be so funny.
You can just imagine it's like the what's it like the newbie cop, what are they called or whatever, just
listen
like,
to all
like with their headphones on just sitting there
also like, okay, so we've passed, which we already talked about, like our year of doing having, at least we posted out on the internet, but like It's crazy because that means, I know there's a couple weeks we missed, but like you and I have now a recorded like 1 year, once a week conversation.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is like, we're like,
it's crazy.
Documenting our lives.
Yeah.
Because at some point we won't be able to speak anymore because we'll be too busy. I don't know.
Not even because we're be too old. Like our voices will stop working.
No. I just meant
and like, we'll just have to listen to old conversations.
Yeah, we'll just sit next to each other and play it. But how are we going to play it? Because it's going to be different technology. It's going to be like having a record player. We'll have like a Mac.
You know. We'll just have an iPhone. There'll be something new now.
Yeah.
Turn on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay, what's crazy is I think we should never revisit them for like a couple years.
Well, I revisit them every week.
Well,
like, you know, but then after that, don't.
Like, we should have a 5-year reunion where we listen to, oh God, the pilot. Oh, we still.
Because it's kind of like we're journaling.
Yeah.
We're live journaling.
We're jurgling.
We're jurgling right
live
now.
Live jurgling.
Next to each other.
Across from each other. What we need to do, we keep forgetting, is to release as a bonus episode our first ever podcast episode that was never aired.
Oh,
I want to listen to that. Like, I've already forgotten what we talked
about. I don't know
about.
What we talked. I remember I got pretty drunk.
You passed out that night.
Oh, yeah.
On my guest bedroom with pizza.
I do. I almost puked that night.
Which blew me away. Well,
Jake came in with pizza and was like, here, eat this. And I was like, I'm going to throw up everywhere. And I haven't been that drunk in a really long time.
I think it's because we had a Magnum, one of those bigger bottles.
Yeah. And was it red?
Yeah.
It was red. That makes me feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd had anything to eat.
I want to find that and listen to it. That'd be a great bonus episode.
Yeah.
It's long. And we're talking about the end of 2016.
Which is...
Or 2017?
No, 2016. And we're talking about like...
Our favorite TV show, whatever.
Wow.
I bet we don't mention Hamilton once.
Probably not at all. Which, by the way...
First burn.
But I was going to say...
Yeah.
It's like... Not this weekend, but the following weekend I'm seeing Hamilton.
So, all right, listeners, there'll be this episode, one more, and then the following one will be Bree's Hamilton reaction.
Yeah, the review. The reveal.
I can't wait.
I'm nervous as shit for it.
Why?
I just get nervous about it. Like, it's been such a huge buildup.
Yeah.
And
I know,
like, so many people have seen it and been like, it's amazing. I'm just so afraid I'm going to be like, it was good. You know?
I know. I'm nervous too. Like, you need to maybe start thinking about like having low expectations. Except no, because it's Hamilton.
I know. Like, I'm sure.
You know all the words. To me, the only like thing that you could have that would be, I'm itching my actual butt. Sorry.
I thought you were going to say my ass crack.
Oh, no. The only thing that could actually be like a problem is if you hadn't listened to the words and didn't know the history and then you were just confused during the show.
Yeah. Because there's no way I'm going to be. I think it will just be like, it's so meaningful and special to me. It'll be like when I saw Wicked or something, you know, like
it'll be amazing to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
Which also Hamilton, fans.
Oh yeah.
You should listen to the Hamil drop this month.
So good. I listened to it on the way over here.
It's so good. That part at the end when they're all like jiving.
Yep.
What is that called? When you like
harmonize?
Huh?
Oh no. Oh.
A riff. They're all riffing their own. And then it ends at this. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, just go to hamildrop.com or go to Spotify and search First Burn.
It's seriously so good.
So good. Also, recommend if you are a Hamilton fan, listen to the Hamilcast. It's a really good Hamilton podcast.
I wanted to do that and I didn't. Maybe I'll listen to a couple episodes.
No. Do it after. Because they talk about things that happen in the show and you'll be like...
But you told me to maybe listen to it before so I could watch for it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's too much. Just see the show and enjoy it. You'll listen and be like, oh, I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah. I'll be like, that's going to be what happens. Like, what did you think? And I'll just be like, when are we going again?
Yeah.
Buy the tickets again.
There you go.
I can't even wait. And I think we have like pretty good seats.
Yeah. There's no bad seat there either because it's a small theater.
Yeah.
So unless you were like maybe back farthest corner of the top balcony.
No, we are not that.
What level are you in?
The mezzanine.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah. I always love sitting there.
Yeah.
I prefer to sit there. And we have like an additional like hors d'oeuvres thing that
I don't know what it means,
but I'm very excited.
It's like literally one piece of something because it's Broadway and shit is expensive.
So it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
Should we take a quick break?
We should.
Okay.
Take a break. Okay, so how are your leggings? Are they still in good shape?
They are, and I have washed them.
how badly do I, and I've watched them, how badly do I wish I was wearing leggings right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 14.
That's very true. listeners, if you haven't already heard, we have a sponsor. It's called A-Day, and they make amazing clothes, like leggings, and really comfortable, like fancy work shirts that look like you could go clubbing shirts.
But also maybe like wear it over a bathing suit to the beach.
Oh, yeah, that's long enough.
Yeah.
I should do that with my white one.
Yeah.
So www.thisisaday.com is amazing technical women's clothing gear. And it's made in like ethical factories. They recycle. It's just a really, really amazing thing. And like Earth Day just happened.
A lot of strong ass women started it.
Yeah. And a lot of the factory workers are women, and just like all of the owners are women. It's just really amazing. So check out their stuff. I like the Something Borrowed shirt. Brie has the Breaks On leggings. They're just really great and you'll just love it. And if you guys want, you can get 20% off.
And you want to.
Who doesn't like 20% off?
I love 20% off. You know what I love even more?
Free.
Yes, but that can't happen. I'm sorry.
I know. I wish that they could get free. So 20% off, which is a lot because the things are like really well made and high quality. So you just go to thisisaday.com and the code is OnCallRoomXAday. OnCallRoomXAday. I'll put it in the show notes. And treat yourself.
Treat yourself. 20% off.
Whoop. Okay.
Here we go.
This episode started intense.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm on the wrong notes here. Hold on. Yeah. I'm just going to say, first note, I wrote, oh, this episode. And I said, I remember watching the preview for this one.
Oh,
like when
yeah.
it was on cable.
Yeah.
And I remember in the preview, Christina was running with blood and we didn't know what it meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
that scene was, yeah. I have...
Like, really, that scene ends up not being that big of a
right.
deal, but in the preview, it was like...
Whatever song was playing during that, though, was... But my initial thoughts are, like, they made this out to be very intense, and it was, but it also wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was made out to be, like, this not the same, but intense, like, the bomb episode.
Yeah.
Like, the music and the monologue in the beginning, which... Is that Christina's first monologue?
That's what I wrote. Is
that was my first note.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Yeah, I think it is. And like that flashing like sex back and forth.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
Running flippy-doo scene.
It was super, not weird. It was just interesting. And I just wondered if that was the first time she's done it. So I think she has. The episode's called From a Whisper to a Scream. Also scary.
But also great title for the episode, I feel like.
From a Whisper. Yeah, yeah. Like
because like keeping
it started
shit quiet.
As a secret, right,
yeah.
And then you just can't.
You can't anymore.
Just like that scene in A Quiet Place. When you're giving birth with aliens.
Oh,
you?
My God. Just
won't
a
say
little,
anymore,
little
but...
plug here. If you haven't seen A Quiet Place, listeners, do yourself a favor. Go see it. And also, if you have a cough, don't see it in the theater. Because it's a silent movie.
Yeah. Like, also, don't be the asshole next to me. That was... I knew it was like mostly silent movie. So I warned Jake. I was like, let's eat dinner before.
Yeah.
You are not getting nachos.
Yep.
Like you normally do. And he was all mad about it. The guy next to me... chomping on popcorn. Like,
oh yeah,
fine to have popcorn, but eat it when it like is making noise.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it was, I left the movie for a little bit because
oh,
I had a coughing
so
attack.
Bad.
Walked to my car that was in the back of the parking lot to get a cough drop that ended up not being in my car and in my bag.
So you missed a whole chunk.
Yeah. I mean, not really. It was
yeah.
fine, but like, and then got a glass of water and came back. But like, yeah, not a good movie to see when you have a cold.
good to know. Okay.
Okay, so do we want to do a shotgun workup really fast?
Yeah, did you write them all down?
Yeah, I wrote the driver who ran
oh,
through the thing,
yeah.
Larry Dickerson, George's dad, Harold, and then I said girl who is a zombie because she looks like a zombie when she walks in, and I didn't catch her name.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, who's pregnant and
yeah.
was the fish salesperson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I will say... Again, too, like, you know, whenever there's a lot of ER people coming in and there's blood everywhere, it's like made out to be very intense. But it wasn't. Like on every level, it's like for me at least, maybe it was the mood I was in when watching. Like it was supposed to be intense, but it only hit like a 75%.
Interesting. Because I feel like that we have been talking about like this storyline has to come to an end.
This
and
was
I
the
thought,
end.
Yeah. And I thought last episode, I like was... kind of remembering, I was like, I think the next episode is when this all comes crashing
down.
You're
fucking right, because you're a champ.
Well, and also just the way this, it's yeah. written. Like, yeah. I think even, like, originally watching it for the first time, I think the viewer knows, like, oh, shit's about to hit the fan. But it doesn't. You're right.
Like it does, I guess, in the terms of almost, like, relationships with some of each other. Like, definitely Burke and Christina.
Yeah.
Like... But medically, it doesn't, because he's able to perform those surgeries just fine. Like, I think you yes. think that he's going to, like, not be able to. And that's
But I think it's just luck.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Are we happy that it was written that way? I think if
Burke would have killed someone because he couldn't do something, that would have been the end of Burke.
Right.
So
right.
I think he had to successfully do it. I have a lot of thoughts. I actually did have a lot of thoughts about this one.
Yeah. You start.
My first one is that the scene right in the beginning when Christina runs to Meredith's house and comes over and wants to get in bed and whatever, and she asks if she's interrupting sex. But I wrote friends before boys. And then, like...
Love that.
Especially love that they, like... I'm jumping. Is that okay? Should I jump to that?
Sure, anyways, why not?
That last scene with Meredith and Derek when she says, and I underlined it and quoted, she was there when you weren't.
Love it.
That was such a good line.
And he looks at her and he has nothing to say.
And then they have sex.
I know, right? They finally have sex.
Yeah. I just I thought that was such a good line for Meredith to say, and also so true, because he was just like, why'd you choose Christina? You shouldn't support her. And I thought it was such shitty that he was like, Meredith knew for like a half a day.
Yeah, like she knew something was up with Christina.
She didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and then she guesses at the end.
Oh, that part was so good too.
Yeah.
I love the writing in that scene.
Yeah.
We're like going backwards. It's
okay.
Fine.
I want to start with the beginning scene where like Christina comes in and is like talking to Meredith and like, why are we like... robbing a bank, who's doing what, whatever. Yeah. And then Christina is like, Meredith is like, why are you jogging? Like, we don't jog. And then, like, it comes back to that, like, at the end of their conversation when she's leaving and she's like, you know, sometimes I jog, like, I do that. And I thought that was, like, really good, right? But, like, there's shit about me that you don't know.
Right.
But it was, like... jogging, you know?
Yeah,
but
they like, use that as the metaphor.
Yeah.
I thought that was great too, because like it's kind of even, I mean, the theme of this whole episode was betrayal. It was like in the monologue, whatever. But like that, and that's not betrayal, but like sometimes you don't know everything about someone, even though you think you do.
Yeah.
Like there's like, we all have like layers of the onion, kind of.
Dude, Shrek?
Wait.
That's like the theme in
what?
Shrek. He says, I'm like an onion. And he said, layers, donkey, layers.
Okay, I'm proud that I don't know any lines from that movie. I don't know how I feel that you do. I'm Shrek. You're donkey. I think I'd rather be donkey.
Yeah, donkey's great.
Donkey. Who's the voice again?
Eddie Murphy.
And
Mike Myers is Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Shrek. You're fucking Shrek.
No! Do you think Mike Myers regrets being Shrek?
With all the weird meme shit that happened?
Yeah, and then like the computer thing.
Maybe.
Do you think...
Oh, I thought I had a Shrek meme today that I didn't send you.
Do you think he's making so much money that he doesn't care anymore about Shrek?
Probably. Listeners, every time I see a Shrek meme, I send them to Abby
terrible.
And I forgot to send it to you. So there's that one.
Let's see. The pleasure of sitting behind a boy in my graphics class who makes fucking... This is the... Oh my God. I hate it. I hate Shrek memes.
I love sending them to Abby. She hates it. She always just goes, no!
Listeners, you guys should go back about a year and listen to the episode called Shrek Memes.
I can't
It's
take
probably
it.
My favorite one that we've ever done.
Oh, anyway.
So, anyways.
Back to the episode.
It's also a hard question that Christina poses when she says, like, would you... Like, if you were the getaway car, but they got caught for it, would you...
Yeah, what would you do?
...turn yourself in also? I feel like I almost would, because they say that, like, guilt eats you alive.
You would absolutely. Like, I know you well enough. There's no way in hell that you would live with guilt like that.
Well, I think I would maybe try. I don't want to go to jail.
No, but you probably shouldn't have been committing...
But yeah, you're right. I would throw up, and then I would, like, cry.
Yeah, you would not be able... Like, you couldn't...
But then I would get to jail and throw up
and cry.
And cry.
I feel like I might be able to hide from it for a while.
How do you think you'd be in jail?
I'd be a bomb ass bitch in jail. I wouldn't. I would cower and cry.
I think I would be. I could get scary. I think you could. I think I would start out the victim and like try to make friends, but then I think I could get mean.
Like, and have a following of people. I don't know how prison works. Are we in jail or prison? There's a difference.
We're in a woman's prison.
Oh my. So it's like, would Orange you, is the New Black.
Yeah. I think I would try being a lesbian.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm talking purely as if my life is Orange is the New Black.
Right.
And those are the friends that I make. Because yeah. They all seem lovely.
Yeah. They all seem like great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever want to think about
it. Let's not think about it.
But like, do you ever get scared about like, what if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and then something happens and you get falsely accused?
I often get nervous about being framed also. Like... Like, yes. So
are we crazy? Because I think about that shit too. Like, what if that happened?
I watched The Green Mile at a too young an age.
Oh my God, me too. I was in like fifth grade.
That movie fucked me up. Yeah.
And the part where you know, and he takes like the butterflies out.
Or, my dad was like, this is a good movie. You should watch it. And then like me forever afraid that I'm going to get framed and killed.
Who was framed?
The Green Mile. That's one where the guy is wrong. Like he's in jail and then
he's on death row.
Yeah. Doesn't he die at the end? I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
Yeah, me either. That's all I remember is if you get wrongly accused and you go to jail, you'll die.
I just remember, like, this part really fucked me up. When you were in, like, the electrocuting chair. I was in, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
And the one guy who was, like, a really mean prison guard.
Yeah.
He, like, didn't wet the sponge. Okay. And the guy, like, lit on fire because he wanted to know what would happen. And the guy lit on fire. The guy who was friends. The prisoner was friends with the mouse.
Yeah. I don't remember it well enough.
Let's move on.
My computer's really loud, listeners. I hope you can't hear it. But, all right. Okay. I said it's hard to be around. Oh, like, Mare and Derek, I get that they're happy. I hate them like this. Like, to me,
you
like...
You
do? I like... When Christina's standing there and they're just like, ooh, and like, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Quit making out.
Because I feel like... They don't, but I feel like they go through, like, see, I don't feel like they ever completely lose that, though.
No, I just feel like Derek is just so forward. It's just, I don't know.
What do you mean? With like, Meredith?
I kind of like them dark and twisty. And I guess in older seasons, they're married and they have kids. And there's a lot, I forget that it's so, like, young love.
Yeah.
In the beginning. And it just, I don't know.
And you don't like it. Is it?
I'm Christina in the sweatshirt and the scarf just being like, get the fuck off. I have something to share. Like, that's who I am. Maybe because I'm hardened and married.
Well, I was going to say, like, do you feel this way? Like, if you were watching this when you were, like, first started dating Jay.
Probably not.
You would be like, this is adorable.
I do think it's adorable. I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel the way you feel. But are you sure you don't feel that way?
This is getting... I don't know how I feel.
I think you're allowed to feel however you want to feel.
I felt in that moment when I took this note.
You did. You were
that too. I was annoyed.
What headspace were you?
Why having? This is not a therapy session.
I just want to know because you said like I feel like everything reached 75% for you.
I had just watched Westworld.
Oh.
And then I had to watch Old Grays. So I was like in a place of like new HBO television.
Yeah,
and then moving towards like computers taking over the world. Time. Dude, big storm coming your way, batten down the hatches, says my mom. I should shut my garage door. Listeners, we're going
to do I have to drive home in it?
Well, the garage door was already shut. So
I actually kind of remember you doing that.
Yeah, I do it on habit, but I just assumed that I didn't because
who
knows? But I did put on sweatpants.
So that's great.
So life's better now. Oh, my notes. Okay. Ugh. Okay, sorry, listeners. Welcome to spring.
Yeah, big-ass thunderstorms. I texted my boyfriend, like, are you home yet from work? All of the windows are open.
What did he say?
No, he's not home yet. Like, okay, well, fuck.
He probably just gets out soon.
Yeah, he said he's just leaving now. So gotcha. I'm like, I think you'll beat the storm. It will be fine. I panic because the computer is like right by the window.
Yeah.
So I would hate for it. Like if it's like raining, it's not a big deal. But if it's like blowing wind, which.
I forget about like in the spring that we get those crazy ass storms.
Yeah.
Like this is going to be the stupidest sentence. If winter was warm, it would be my favorite season. Okay, in the sense that, get this. So, A, my work schedule is really slow, so I can do whatever I want. B, there's no bugs.
Well, people do have winter where it's warm.
I know, but there's probably bugs. But I also like to take McCoy on walks in the winter better than summer because of the bugs and, like, the trails we go on.
It just sounds like bugs.
The trails we go on are, like, I don't know. They're more open because there's not plants and shit. Like,
how do you...
I don't like yard work. I don't like gardening.
How do you deal with bugs when you're taking photos for a wedding?
I feel like they're not that prevalent. It's mosquitoes, which, like...
are annoying, but, like, you're not, not afraid of.
No. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Thank God they're not as big as stink bugs.
Those are, like, I'm not afraid of... I don't think many people are afraid of mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you, like, died of...
died and came back to life. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. So, anyways. Okay. I don't mean to talk about this.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, this is another stupid note. Love this lady's gray hair. This is another sad story.
Well, I did like her gray hair.
Yeah, like, I love gray hair. Like,
I do too. Oh, we see Dr. Han again.
Yeah, that's my next. I wrote Dr. Han, oh shit.
Yeah, I said, oh, Dr. Han is back. And yep. Saying karma rocks, I was like, shut up, Han. About, like, oh, last time I saw you, Preston, you stole my heart.
Preston.
And then got, like, you got shot.
Yeah.
Karma rocks. Like, Dude, he got fucking shot. Like,
yeah. She's clearly has no, like, she's not
filter.
Yeah, or social, like,
cues.
Right. But, yeah, so she's back, and that's whatever.
Well, we know how I feel about Han. I fucking hate her.
Yeah, I think for some reason I was, like, coming into this with an open attitude about her, just because I couldn't remember why I hated her. It's because I just don't like her character.
Yeah, she's the worst character.
I wrote, of course George calls Han.
I wrote, George is having a breakdown.
Yeah, in the hall, just everywhere.
Just like in this episode, it's very obvious. Like, oh, George has reached his limit.
Yes.
Like, the way he talks to Callie, the way he talks to Izzy, it's like, oh, he's like...
Well, which you're all... Everyone's allowed to have a breakdown. What is annoying is that all of those girls don't realize that he's having one, and they, like, keep coming up to him and talking about, no, like, this is why I slept with him. We were on a break. It's like, his dad is having surgery. He's clearly not handling
this. Yeah, like, Callie, what the fuck are you doing trying to have a conversation about this right now?
Right, right.
Like... just be a fucking adult.
Right.
And, like, if you want to try and support him through this, even though he's not letting you, but don't, like, it's because she wants to defend herself and defend her position of why she's doing that.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Also, if we're talking about Callie, her going all cage fighter on Meredith and, like, shoving her against the locker.
Which, the best part of that whole scene is when Izzy and Meredith, I feel like they, like, almost break character where they, like, giggle when she leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, but it was, like, just so, like, ooh, boy, she went cage fighter on you.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that scene. Oh, yeah, and Izzy goes, she's very little and you're hurting her. That was, like, my favorite part.
Yeah. I also... okay, maybe we should... should we talk about the patients to kind of, like, streamline some, like, notes? Or are we okay, do we have much to say about Larry Dickerson?
No, it's mostly his wife is just so sad.
Yeah, and then the only big thing about him is, like... Burke might need to operate on him.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
And it's Derek's patient. So, like, that, then when there becomes a choice when Derek's in there, I think later.
Oh, and that's why he chooses the other one.
Right, because he's not operating with Derek.
Oh, I didn't even, I wondered which way he was going to go, and I was like, oh, maybe the other surgery's less risky. But it's because of Derek. You're totally right.
It's because of Derek.
Good catch.
Girl who's a zombie.
So many problems. She just has a lot going on.
Yeah, and once again, it's like, there needs to be a, like, a heart surgery.
Yep, yep.
Whatever. George's dad.
So sad.
Okay. Izzy talking to them, his dad and his mom. Like, who says shit like that to parents?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I wrote, Izzy, you idiot. And then,
yeah.
And then I wrote, talking about Callie, for when he's like, oh, well, you know about whatever.
Yeah.
And then the Meredith. And then I wrote, Izzy, you idiot. And how she's just like, well, Burke's the best. I don't know why he wouldn't. I was just like...
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, even if it's true, yeah, which, like, she doesn't deserve what George said to her, I don't think, but she also wasn't using her brain.
Well, no, not at all, because, dude, like, who, like, I'm pretty open about sex, but, like, I would never, maybe there's, like, one or two of my parents, or my friend's parents that I might kind of, like, say something about, But, like, you just don't.
No,
like,
and George's parents kind of reminded me how you talk about how your parents, like,
oh, yeah,
stuff, like the moving in together thing. That's what kids are just doing these days. And, like, whatever, giant bumblebee, don't come to my house. And, like, I just thought about, like, I would never. I'm sorry, look at the size of that bee.
Holy shit.
Get off my window. Sorry, listeners. Spring is here and bugs are fucking everywhere. That thing is huge. What's it doing?
I don't know. It's trying to mate with, look at it moving.
Why is it doing that? Go away. Anyway, sorry guys.
I think it knows it's about to storm, so it's like, let me the fuck in. Banging on the window.
Yeah. But I would never do that to your parents. I would hope you wouldn't do that to mine.
No, I wouldn't be like.
And then right before he goes into surgery, you don't be like, yeah, you don't have the best surgeon anymore. Like,
yeah, like, is he.
Slow your
roll. But George and saying that, like, about, like, mom, do you know why she can't do anything? It's because the last patient she touched, like, she killed her, whatever. Like, low blow, dude.
Yeah, I said even not even calling him Denny, saying the last patient. When it was like she was engaged to him.
Yeah.
Like, I said, I don't like George in emotional breakdown, George.
No, so yeah, you wrote he had a breakdown too. I like a lot of my notes. Okay, let me tell you my notes about George. George is having a breakdown. George is going nuts. God, George. Oh my God, so much tension. Like,
yeah.
I literally all I could write about George was just like, fuck you, George. You're
yeah.
being the worst.
I wish he would have done what Christina did and gone to the chief. To me, the better move, instead of pulling this, like, letting Burke still operate on another, guilting Christina, hiring Dr. Hahn, if he was that concerned with it being wrong, he should have gone to chief and been like, I saw something.
Absolutely. That concerned or, like, that confident that something was going on, yeah, he should have been like, chief, this is what I saw. This is what I saw when we were fishing.
Right.
This is, like, the conversations I've had. Like, you need to investigate this.
So hard on Christina. And, like, yeah. To me, they should be on the same team.
But does he want, maybe he doesn't want to be a fucking tattletale?
Oh, yeah, I don't think he definitely doesn't want to be.
But, like, also, you're, like,
or he should talk to Burke.
Yeah, you're, like, well, he does try to talk to Burke. I guess he does try.
B, you cannot come in. Sorry.
Let me in.
Yeah,
maybe it's the B from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's a nice way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a mutant B. Yeah. Is still trying in. What if it just slowly entered? Dude, we would freak the fuck out. That thing is huge.
Oh my God. I would run away and I would stop podcasting and I'd never come back here.
That's why I don't enter my living room anymore. Okay, I should be not sitting here
because I can just. We could swap spots.
See
this,
but then I'd see you look and then I would know it's there. Also, I keep sitting really close to this. I'm like talking into it. Okay, why did I write one of my notes is Burke and his fucking honor. Why did I write that? I think it was after Burke found out he's gonna be chief.
Oh, and he like smiling and he
And
then after that, like when he like is freaking out about it because he's like, there will be blood on my hands or whatever.
Yeah.
And about that's like the fight they have in the on-call room.
Right.
And then he says, and I was like, whoa, Burke. He said, there's no team. There's only me once again making allowances for your emotional shortcomings. I was like, what the fuck,
yeah, Burke? Came out of nowhere.
I don't think that's fair. Because I feel like, obviously, Christina is super emotional right now.
Right, right.
Like, and I don't think she's handling this well. She's, like, should not be, like, trying to convince him to, like, keep hiding this. But where does Burke get off saying she has emotional shortcomings?
Yeah, I think to me, this is one of those situations where if you had asked me who's in the wrong, I couldn't give you one definitive answer because that was equally a team. Like, yes, Burke was mopey and then Christina helped him not be, but he still went along with it when he should.
Right.
Like, it's so back and forth that there's not one. It's not, you can't pin it on one person.
Well, and that's kind of what Christina comes to terms with. In the beginning, she was like, his idea. Well, I don't know. Then in the end, she was like, it was both of our ideas to rob the bank.
Yes.
Like,
which, like, I think she's come to that conclusion, which is why I think she went home. Because I thought maybe she thought, like she did the right.
We both feel the same way. But Burke on his goddamn motherfucking high fucking horse. I fucking hate Burke.
Especially, you loved him, like,
before. I know, I was in love with him.
I know, but, like, I hate that he, in this situation, like, gets mad at her when it's equally his.
I don't know. His fucking fault too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I do think maybe they should, like, going running in between surgeries and then telling Chief, like, could have. I wonder if maybe that night they would have sat down together and Burke would have decided he would approach Chief. But I think, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been like a little bit more like, kind of like in the news, when you get ahead of it, then it's less of a break.
Right.
Like, but because he didn't get ahead of it first, but Christina was like just at her end.
Well, yeah, because he was also a dick to her in surgery. Yeah. Like, she's been covering for him.
Right, right.
I'm like very much on Christina's side.
Oh, right, I am too. And especially when that's your home, you don't shut the fucking door. Like,
right. And I just don't like, but I don't know also why I'm on Christina's side so much, because she like,
right,
pushed him to the edge too. Yeah. Like, she wasn't doing, I think when I started to be on Christina's side is when he fucking called out her emotional shortcomings and then fucking shit on her in surgery.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably do the same thing Christina did and been like, fuck you, I'm going to the Chief. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, the past two episodes, she's been saying, like, George knows. Like, it's gone too far.
Like, we have to come up with a plan. What is our story? Right. And he doesn't want to have a conversation,
right,
about,
right,
it.
Right.
Also, where are the other fucking cardiothoracic surgeons? Why are Burke and visiting Han the only people who can do surgery?
I don't know. I don't know the logistics of a hospital and how many are there.
I would imagine more than one.
You think?
One,
like,
one
a head? He's the head.
He's the head of cardio. There's got to be one other, like, cardio surgeon.
Who knows? I also laughed at the drum, like, super dramatic part of the scene when they're both asking the surgeon, like, what are you going to do, Burke? What are you going to do? And it's like, Burke, it's like a close-up of him, like, thinking. And all you can hear in the background is the two of them being like, my guy's going to bleed out. And it's just like, I was like, oh, this is so dramatic. Like,
yeah.
I wrote, this is the episode it all happens. The moment Mare realizes. Like, these are all explanation points.
Yeah. I said, oh my God, so much tension. I said, ah, she blew a stitch. Like,
that. Oh, yeah. When Meredith, what does Meredith say again? She says, oh, what do you think? Burke can't do a surgery without you?
Yeah.
That's such a cool way of, like, figuring it out. Yeah. I thought that was, like, brilliant.
And then Christina just stares. Because you know when someone, like, presents the truth to you, and you've been denying things for so long, and then you just can't deny it anymore.
Right.
You can't speak to it either. But
right,
they know each other so well that, like, fuck, Christina. Really?
Also, that Meredith, like, she's saying it as a funny yes.
Yeah.
She's not even...
Right, and then it's like,
Yeah. So that part was crazy. I wrote, whenever blood squirts and Damien Rice starts playing, you're in trouble. Because it's that Damien Rice song. It's the woman that's singing, but he's in it in the doo doo. But I can't even think how it goes. But anyways, that scene, I was like, oh, not good.
So, I mean, then it ends with, well, there's a really random note. I have Callie's hair is looking particularly terrible this episode. Like, it looked like she had devil horns. They were like.
It was very, like, headband to curls behind.
Yeah, terrible. But then, yeah, that last scene is Burke shutting the door in her face. And I didn't write the last line in the monologue, but it was something like, all you can do is wait. I thought that was great. Like, it will be interesting to see where they pick up next episode.
Right. Like, how much time has passed.
Yeah. And just like, how they handle
it. I must have been a little shocked that, or just forgotten that Christina turns him in. Cause I wrote, woof, she turns him in. Like, I guess I was expecting them to go in together I'm not going to say it's betrayal because she's equally as involved in it, but like,
right,
she did totally go on behind his back and she didn't even give him a heads up.
I think because he kicked her out of surgery.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was like, do you want to play this game? Like, fuck you.
Right. Right. The part two when, Burke and Derek are in the elevator together. I laughed. First, I wrote a funny thing. Burke says, I just cannot. Like, and I was like, Burke started that phrase. I just cannot. And then he says, I thought you were my surgeon. And I thought that was also a low fucking blow. Burke says that to Derek.
He says that to Derek?
Yeah, because Derek goes, I thought we were friends. And Burke goes, I thought you were my surgeon.
Well, and so then when they're in bed and like, Derek is like pissing and moaning at Meredith. Meredith was like, you cleared him for surgery.
Right.
And I was like, good for you, Meredith. Because remember, Derek was all distracted when he was clearing Burke for surgery.
Right.
So this is very much. And Derek. Burke was kind of questioning Derek, like, are you sure? Like, yeah. Because he had the tremor and stuff and he knew.
Yeah.
And Derek was like, yeah.
Because all the stuff with Addison was happening. And yeah.
Yeah, so it's partly on Derek, too.
Right, right. To get back to the when George throws Izzy under the bus, too. Sorry, I keep looking over here. I just want to make sure it's going. Izzy walks in and George says something like, I'm sorry about Denny. And she just says, you do not get to bring Denny up to me.
Yeah.
I wish she would have held that a little longer because then she's like, goes and sits down by him and is like, maybe tomorrow. And yeah. I was like, okay, I guess. But like, that was really rude of him to say.
Well, yeah. Like,
but it was also stupid of Izzy to do what she did. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think you're totally right though. I think Izzy had more like of an opportunity and like could have held more space for that. Like she didn't have to go like eat his spaghetti and shit and like be there for him. Like it was a low, low blow.
Yeah, yeah, it totally
and, like,
was.
George, just because you're having a breakdown doesn't mean you get to say and do whatever you want.
Right, without consequence. I just like that line that you do not get to bring.
Yeah,
like you said, definitely. You called him the patient.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Denny. I saw him, the actor, on like a late night show because he's on that other, what's the zombie show? I can't think of what it's called.
The Walking Dead. He is?
Yeah, and he looks so different now.
Really?
He has like facial hair. Ooh. I didn't even know it was him until they said something about Grays.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah. Do you have any notes that are outliers? Oh, we didn't talk about the sad old lady. Just that.
Oh, just about like.
She didn't want to. It would kill him for her to not give him the keys
back. I thought about that. Like, it made me think about getting older and like. Losing, like, she's like, he loves driving. And I was like, I wonder how I would feel if I couldn't drive anymore. And I was like, well, I fucking hate driving. So like, but it's like losing your freedom.
Yeah.
And that is going to be really hard someday because like either your parents or the government is going to make a choice.
Dude, you come into the world you same way you exited as a baby.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for her because like she obviously loves her husband so much
she was crying and fucking Bailey being the best, just like taking care of her kind of and like making her do the right thing, even though to the wife that was like betrayal to like go against her husband.
Yeah. But there wasn't much of Bailey in this episode.
No, other than her look. She was always like had the eagle eye out for that lady when no one else like. When the old lady was going into all the rooms and asking if she could do anything because she just felt guilty. It just killed me.
Yeah.
I hate sad old people. Old people is where this show gets me.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't really have any GGBs this
episode. No, I didn't either.
Episode.
And to me, it was dramatic, but not dramatic enough.
Yeah. Are there any goofs or anything?
Let's look. Oh, I have to look at my phone.
I don't think I have any. I wonder, I mean, so shit's definitely going to happen with. I have one. Random note.
Yeah, tell me.
I wrote Addison and Karev. There's a little spark there at the end.
What?
Where she's like, you're a good guy, Karev, or something. And they, like, hold each other's gaze. And remember, I think they have, like, a small little thing for a second.
Yeah.
Not even anything big, and it doesn't last very long.
Well, I feel like it's, like, based in peds.
Yeah.
But they, like, confuse it for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, so I was like, this is, I think, the beginning of maybe, like, an interesting flirtation that, like.
Also, poor.
Because I don't think we have Addison on this show for that much longer.
That makes me sad.
Well, because she starts private practice soon. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Which will be interesting when we get to those crossover episodes.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going to do that?
And, like, Amelia. And maybe we'll have to do bonus episodes for
the private practice one.
Yeah. I love private practice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Notes and trivia.
Ease.
This episode's title originated from the song From a Whisper to a Scream, originally sung by Elvis Costello. This episode was narrated by Christina, making this the first one to be narrated by Christina, as well as the third episode of the series to not be narrated by Meredith.
Oh, wow.
Does that mean up until that point?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What have I done to deserve this and losing my religion? Are the two others that had different. The promos here, we'll have to watch it after this.
Oh, yeah.
To like, because you said you remember seeing the promo for this.
Was that all of the notes?
That's it.
Any other notes?
Other than that, we battered down the hatches and no shit's happening.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it would happen while we were recording.
Yeah.
So we could be like, losing service.
That was an alarm.
McCoy.
Freaking out. But that's okay, because that means I can probably get home before it starts.
And I just was like, you can't leave yet.
Well, but then I'm like stuck.
I know.
Okay, but we should rate the episode.
Yeah, did we do sevens last week? I feel like I did. Or sixes? No, we're never that high. What am I talking about? I'm thinking of Dancing with the Stars scores.
We did five last
Which,
week.
By the way, Tanya Harding is on this season.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
It was emotional. I'm going to do a 4.5. Five. I'm doing a five.
You're going to do a five? I want to rate it a higher, but like, you kind of made me feel different. No, it's good because you're right. I'm going to rate it a five scale opposed to.
I would maybe do...
Which is high. I usually rate lower than you, so that's like...
I would maybe almost do a 5.25 only because I love that Damien Rice song. And so I was like all about that moment when the blood came out.
Yeah.
I just love parts like that. So that's what we're rating it.
Yeah. Where can they find us?
They can find us online.
on the web
at theoncallroom.com. Oncallroompod.com. On Instagram, which I'm sorry, listeners, I've been really bad about updating it. At theoncallroompod. Oh my God. Wow. Should I start over?
Yeah.
Instagram.
Hey, wait, hold on. Hey, Abby.
Hey, Brie.
Where can they find us?
I don't know. Basically, go to iTunes, but you already did because you're listening to this. You can find us on Instagram. Search On Call Room Podcast. Nope.
It's at the On Call Room Pod.
Okay. The On Call Room Pod and theoncallroompod.com.
And if you want to be a part of this wonderful community.
Oh, duh. The most important.
We have a Patreon. So you can... donate $2 a month or more. We'll get you into our Facebook group, the On Call Room Listener Squad. $5 or more will get you bonus episodes, and $10 or more you can co-host with us, which is dope as fuck. So you can find it at www.patreon.com/theoncallroom.
Wow, Brie just fucking killed that. I wish I knew how to insert that. That was really good.
Thank you.
I just like my brain broke and I'm just really happy that you were there to pick up the pieces.
I was happy to do it. Go buy yourself some shit from A-Day or buy your mom something from there.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, she might like it.
She would actually be like, damn, girl, you spent this much on me? I'm really thankful.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, Ma, I got 20% off.
And you'll be like, Ma, you pushed me out your vagina, so you deserve it.
I held a baby today, which is an on-call room baby, because the mother is a huge listener, and she said it was the only thing that got her through her pregnancy. Literally, she said this. I'm sure she was being complimentary.
Yeah.
But I held her baby who was 4 days old.
How exciting.
So tiny.
Yeah.
I didn't know, because I never hold newborns because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So this was like the first time that I think I really held a baby that was that new.
So exciting.
I like it because they don't do anything except poop just on you. Which
poop.
You just feel it and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I got shit on today.
The joy of babyhood.
It was the most beautiful baby. Sometime we'll announce it. Maybe we can have the baby on the podcast.
Years from now.
Or like as a baby.
They're not going to say much.
That's the perfect kind of... No, I'm just kidding.
That's the perfect guess. Don't say.
Make sure you guys check out the bonus episode for April, too. If you are listening and you're like, what is that? That means you don't donate $5 or more. But if you do, we played MASH.
And it's funny.
And it's really funny. So you should listen to it and become a patron.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Other than that, I think we'll probably just call time a death.
And then I'm probably going to die after that in a thunderstorm by myself, so.
Be like the Wizard of Oz and you'll be taken away.
Taken away, Ern. That's from Harry Potter movie. Song. Okay, anyways.
All right. Time of death, 2026.
Beep.